now, Blake and Leslie.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie. Here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk, and we're broadcasting live from the Harvest Farms Organic Studios. Well, it's 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. It's time to visit once again with Opus from the Thirsty Monk for our weekly segment, The Voice of Beer. There are the monks in the background. Opus?
I always feel like I should chant along with this, but you don't want that to happen, so I'll not do that again.
So I was at the Thirsty Monk on Wednesday. Leslie was at the Thirsty Monk on Friday. Busy both nights we were there. What about your experience on Friday? I know that was the local cask party, right?
It was packed, and it was just crazy. There were people there from the Lazoom bus tour. I mean,
Love the Lazoom.
It's awesome. But I was, you know, I had to ask a couple of questions about a beer. Your staff stopped, looked me in the eye, gave me, you know, time to ask my question, responded. I mean, even though the temptation would be to just kind of rush through these transactions, they were wonderful, and I had a great experience. I mean, you know, sometimes that expression, Yogi Berra, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded. Mm-hmm. you know, sometimes that sort of plays out. You think twice before going to a place that you know is going to be really busy. But I'd go there in any kind of crowd.
And then on last Wednesday night after the show, I stopped by for Pint Night, and you were featuring Sprecher. I had a great Pilsner, and of course I got to keep the glass. But a good crowd in there from Pint Night, and you get quite an education like we do here on this segment, The Voice of Beer, if you just hang around the staff at the Thirsty Monk. You've educated everyone so well, and I know they came with some of their own knowledge also, but you really do have a staff that knows beer.
Oh yeah, when we hire our staff, we look at. It's funny.
Is there
we
a
look
test, at, Opus?
There is.
Is there a beer test?
There is a 2-page questionnaire that they have to fill out. The trick question on it is, who is Michael Jackson and how did he influence your life? And obviously, the answer to that is Michael Jackson, the beer hunter. Not the Prince of Pop.
There you go. Wow. So that one can put you over the top.
Yeah, so that's
right.
The last question. And when we see that, when we see the answer to that question, we know right away if they're suited for the Thirsty Monk or not. all this beer knowledge just under two roofs is just insane. How much our bartenders know about beer and then keep up with all the beer knowledge. In fact, I think we have two bartenders right now that are studying for the Cicerone program, and they'll be taking their tests, I believe, tomorrow or the next day.
There's an advanced degree in beer?
Well, Cicerone is like a professional beer taster, pretty
like
much.
Like a sommelier for beer.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Who knew?
It's a very coveted position in the beer world.
It's underground. Opus.
Yes.
So a lot of new faces in the places because of the beer festival this weekend.
Oh my goodness. We had a lot of out of towners, a lot of people from all over North Carolina and Georgia and really all over the United States that came for Beer City and stopped in at the Monk before or after.
And Opus, I know the first question a lot of people ask is, what would you recommend? And with so many beers, that's kind of hard. You got to ask them a couple of questions to parse it down a little bit. What are some of those questions where you try to home in of what they'd like?
Usually we like to see what their personal favorite beer is, and then we'll try to pair something close to that. Or if we're feeling really cheeky, we'll find something absolutely opposite to that.
Okay, let's role play. Coors Light.
Coors Light. Oh, wow.
Have a glass of water. Here, have some water, young man.
We're putting on the Mama's Little Yellow Pills, and that is that's always a nice alternative to a nice light beer to drink.
Now, I was super happy because on your menu and on your website, you indicate the amount of alcohol in every beer.
Yes.
And so you can make a really informed decision. I knew I was going to have two beers. I wanted them to be really low in alcohol, but I didn't want to, you know, sacrifice flavor or style. And so I was able to get two great beers, one from upstairs, one from the Belgian collection downstairs. Mm-hmm. And after drinking those two beers, I didn't feel foggy or fuzzy headed and was able to work that night. I think that's a great service to your customers.
Well, one of the things that we insist on our menus is a full description or as much description as you can fit on the menu here. of the beer and the alcohol percentage, the price for a full and a half bar, and where it's from, the style. It's a lot of information packed into a very small package.
And you brought in a new menu. It's very extensive.
We're doing our we're launching our a new food menu today. And I brought it in because I haven't had a chance to taste everything, so I was just reading up on it.
Okay, I'm starving right now, so really, really don't appreciate this.
Well, if I could tease you with one thing that we're kind of crazy about, is we're serving beer. It's basically food for beer, mm-hmm. and then we say good beer deserves good food. But we're serving beer food that specifically goes with the beers that we serve and the beer styles that are available at the Monk. And one of the things that I love the best, is stuff we're serving in pint glasses. Mm. We're doing a pint glass filled with bacon.
Oh, wow.
Bacon. That's really just it. It's just a pint glass.
You know, when I'm thirsty, I got to admit, I love to slam a good glass of bacon.
That's brilliant. I mean, bacon is on everyone's minds these days. I don't know what it is about bacon, but a very, very popular food item. So a pint of bacon.
And the bacon is not, this isn't just like store-bought bacon. We're using local farms for the bacon. I think we've got East Fork Farms and Hickory Nut Gap and Benton's Ham. So you can be assured it's good local, well-treated bacon.
In the pint glass. I like that. Very different. I've never seen that before, bacon in a pint glass. Any other surprises?
Well, we're doing also in the pint glass some edamame. Our chef came up with some delicious Parmesan popcorn and these really interesting cheddar cheese straws.
Mm. That's really cool because, I mean, that is bar food. It's food that lends itself to eating it at a bar, but at the same time, you still offer more substantial food on the menu. I had the hummus plate.
Oh, beautiful.
Which was, I mean, just amazing. It was much more flavorful than I expected. There were a lot of choices on the plate itself. It was just terrific. In fact, I'm kind of like craving it now that I've mentioned it.
Well, it's something that we've always faced. Like, we've always really just focused on the beer. And that's been like our primary point. And food has always been, kind of been like, well, you know, we'd like to serve food too. But this is really the point where we actually combine the two really well together so that everything is really paired for a beer.
Is it just at the downtown location?
Yeah, just at the downtown. Okay. Down at the South Monk, we have, of course, our wonderful neighbor Frankie Bones doing up our food menu.
And that's a great service, too. I was watching them come back and forth on Wednesday night while I was sitting there bringing up food, and the customers love it. It arrives hot. It's easy.
They run it in all kinds of weather, and they're happy to do it. Frankie Bones is, like, amazing, the service that they give their customers and us, because... I've seen them come over in snowstorms with, like, you know, a plate of pommes frites or steak frites, and they're fine. They're like, here's your food.
Pommes frites in a snowstorm.
You see that Jim's ignoring us right now because we haven't poured any beer.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry.
Now he becomes engaged.
I'm reading the menu.
Oh, he's reading the menu. He's getting educated on what we're talking about. So what have you brought for us today?
So I have brought today we're actually featuring the founder and one of the brewers of Full Steam, a North Carolina brewery, which hopefully some people...
I follow them on Twitter.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some people tasted at Beer City. We've got four of their beers on draft today. We're doing like a little mini crazy pint night with them. And I brought their... They do some really experimental beers. So this is a Saison, which is that funky golden style I brought in before. But this is brewed with honey and basil.
Now you need to tell Leslie the alcohol content to be sure she can do the rest of the show.
The alcohol content, oh, goodness gracious.
We're going to look at the menu.
I'm counting my alcohol calories.
Opus, one thing that I saw on the website, and we've been talking about it, we talked a little bit about it last week, is starting tonight... Am I correct? Today, $1 off all North Carolina beers Monday.
Every beer from North Carolina, that's Asheville, and all the North Carolina area is $1 off.
That's a good deal.
Right.
Supporting the North Carolina breweries on Monday at the Thirsty Monk.
Well,
we've
always been a supporter of local breweries. Even when we opened with just the Belgian bar, we knew that Asheville and North Carolina beers had to be a part of this, And the summer basil is 5.5%.
5.5%.
So that is, okay, Leslie? That is fairly light.
Is that okay, 5.5%?
5.5, I can handle that. I'm tweeting about this right now, by the way.
Wonderful. Even before
she has to go to the DMV after the show. That's why we're kind of checking everything.
I see.
Yes.
Wow.
It's interesting color. Yeah, it's the first thing I notice.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a cloudy, almost lemony color.
It's like Russian tea.
It does. Ooh, and you could if you give it a little what is your wonderful word for the
bouquet?
Oh, the bouquet.
That was fracking.
As you.
Can you say that on the air?
Fracking?
That's a safe word.
Yeah, it's a safe word.
That's our safe
word. Well, maybe we can't say it.
Pinned for a Battlestar Galactica.
If someone comes to the glass with a bow tie, you can't say it on the air. Put it that way.
No fracking way.
I am trying to figure out, there's a note in this beer that's really unusual.
That's probably the basil, I would say.
You know, I was going to say it has this perfumey, and basil always reminds me of perfume, like a really fine French perfume. And it has that. That's exactly right. That's beautiful.
And that what they've done is they're really into it's appropriate because Full Steam is really into food as well. They've made the hopefully notorious the plow to pint menus, which is it's basically kind of like farm to table. But it's the beer equivalent of farm to table. This is basically beer that is made from local ingredients. And it's Full Steam's eventual goal to actually have pretty much all of their beer, most of their beer, made from 100% North Carolina ingredients.
So, as you mentioned, four of their beers will be featured tonight, and this is one of the four?
This the Full Steam Summer Basil is one of the four. We've got a smoked porter called a Hogwash Hickory Porter. We have down south, we have very attempted and succeeded at transforming their El Toro Cream Ale to be the East Coast's first nitro tap cream ale. So
I'm not even sure if I know what that means.
Well, everyone's seen a Guinness poured, and you know how it's like very cascady. It's got that very smooth texture to it. If you go to the right place, it's on nitrogen pour, and it makes makes the beer really smooth and really creamy to drink. Mm-hmm. Well, this is done with it's a cream ale, so there's the milk sugars are in the beer, and then we put it on nitro. So it's a creamy beer to begin with, and then we put it on nitro to make it even more creamy and just absolutely delicious to drink. Cream ales on nitro, it's a big West Coast phenomenon, and I have yet to see one on the East Coast. So we took a keg of their El Toro and threw it on nitro, I had a few this afternoon, and it's delicious.
I had a few.
Good to know.
So, Jim, what do you think about the beer?
I like it. I like the taste. I mean, I think, I think Leslie explained it the best.
Basil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. I love the sustainability of this company. I mean, I love the beer, but the fact that we're partaking in something made in North Carolina made by a company that has a commitment to becoming even more sustainable. I mean, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like using everything in your neighborhood to make the stuff you need.
Go ahead, Jeff.
It's Catawba County. Is that where it's from? Catawba County? Is that where it's?
I think they're in the Durham area.
Okay, further east.
I could be wrong.
No matter.
The founder of the brewery is going to be here tonight. Did you mention that? Okay.
Sean is going to be at both locations. He's starting off south, and then he's going to make his way downtown. And he's going to talk, and if you have any questions for him, please come on by and feel free to pick his brain or I'd say pick his tongue, but basically pick his brain.
And then on Tuesday nights, it's $1 off all full pours, is that right?
Yep, we expand and not just limit it to North Carolina beers, but everything that we're pouring on draft is $1 off.
It's a tough economy.
That's really cool because you offer full pours and you offer half pours.
Mm-hmm. We offer full pours, half pours, and then you could also get a little what we call a beer fest flight. So if you wanted to not have a full pint, or you could have the half pour, and if you just wanted a taste, we have these little taster glasses, and we usually do up about four to a taster. So it's you should never feel undaunted if you want to taste like the many taps that we have on, there's always...
It's really a great way to introduce people to beer who don't think of themselves as beer drinkers. I mean, to take them to a place like the Thirsty Monk, because you work so hard to make sure people get what they're going to enjoy, and you offer so many options that whenever I hear somebody say, oh, you know, we got to go out to have some beers tonight, I don't really drink beer, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is Thirsty Monk, because it does give people who don't drink beer an opportunity to be introduced in a way that maybe they haven't had before.
Well, it's funny because when you come into the Thirsty Monk, you can really come in and ask for a Coors Light. And then if you're open to the experience, you can generally leave an educated beer nerd. You'll show up with just asking for a Coors Light, and then as soon as you leave the door that same day, you'll know a lot more about beer than you did before.
I was just kidding about Coors Light. Bush Light is my beer. Well, Opus, thanks so much for stopping by. Once again, quite an education on not only what's going on at the Thirsty Monk, but just about beer. And folks, if you're not doing anything tonight, go on down to the Thirsty Monk, meet the founder of the Anchor Steam.
Full Steam.
There is a beer called Anchor Steam, though.
There is, yeah. West Coast.
Okay. Full Steam Brewery, and he'll be at both locations.
We're rocking it East Coast style tonight.
We're rocking it East Coast. And please visit the new website. It really is a beer portal. It's at monkpub.com. Well, Opus, thanks.
Don't forget the pint of bacon.
Oh, the really? Pint of bacon.
Everyone should
not forget the pint of bacon.
A pint of bacon.
That's just, you don't know how many times somebody mentions to me that they're craving bacon. I mean, seriously, like, it's such a big deal these days.
Are you craving bacon right now?
I am not. I'm not doing the bacon thing anymore, but
would you bring a pint of bacon to the show next Monday?
Absolutely.
Okay, us a pint of bacon.
I'll bring a pint of bacon.
And we'll pass it around.
We'll taste some local bacon.
Well, while we're drinking,
with a beer, of course.
Here's a pro tip. Don't do hummus in a pint glass. I don't think that would work.
All right, folks, it's Opus from the Thirsty Monk for the Voice of Beer. Be sure to listen next Monday at 4 o'clock as we taste some new beers.
Stay with us. The Progressive Hotline is now open, 252-4348. This is Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk. You'll be cool.